It's Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. They are ramping up the rhetoric as always. What else do you expect from people like Joseph Biden and his reprehensible staff members? They're saying that Putin, that now that he's been elected, he's reshuffling his cabinet. Oh, big deal. And this is a clear sign of desperation because Moscow is sustaining the high costs of the Ukraine invasion. No, they're not. No, they're not at all. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel said on Monday, "Our point of view is that this is further indication of Putin's desperation to sustain his war of aggression against Ukraine. Despite it being a major drain on the Russian economy and heavy losses on Russian troops, with some estimates as high as 315,000 casualties." Bullshit. There's no way. There's absolutely no way there are that many casualties. There's a lot, but I ain't buying that number. And on top of it, Russia is outproducing all of NATO right now by, in some cases, depending upon what weapon you're looking at, upwards of 10 to 1. 10 to 1. I think that's in the artillery shell category there. So for every one shell NATO produces, Russia is producing 10. Please tell me how Russia is on the back foot and can't sustain the cost. They've done fine. They've done a lot better than anybody in the United States can even think of. And the reason why the State Department is saying this is because Putin tapped Andrei Belousov, a former deputy prime minister who specializes in economics, to move into the position of defense minister. So why would you do something like that? It's because you are getting on a massive war footing. That's why you would put somebody with a background in economics into a war department, because you need to ramp up production even more, even more. And the United States and NATO, they are not in any position to actually push these people forward in the forms of moving NATO into a war footing, ready to produce more items here. They're going to need, as always, another Pearl Harbor style event, because the West is tapped. The West has been tapped, especially the United States, since September 11th. They've been getting the short end of the stick everywhere they go. And for what it's worth, the United States and the people in there, they don't want to fight anymore. There was a U.S. Army officer resigning at his post at the Defense Intelligence Agency to protest Washington's nearly unqualified support for the government of Israel and supports that facilitated the killing and starvation of tens of thousands of innocent Palestinians. And he describes himself, Mr. Mann, M-A-N-N, Major Harrison Mann, saying that he is a descendant of European Jews. So he doesn't want to hear anything about anti-Semitism or "I'm a self-hating Jew," who was raised to be particularly unforgiving where responsibility for ethnic cleansing is concerned. So he is now saying that enough is enough. This cannot go on any further, and we just have to come out on the side of correctness. He said in a LinkedIn post, "I cannot justify staying silent any longer. It is clear that this week some of you will still be asked to provide support directly or indirectly to the Israeli military as it conducts operations into Rafah." Now, for those of you that don't know where Rafah is, it's essentially on the Egyptian and Gazan border, and it's where supplies get to come in, and Israel is using that as an excuse, saying that they're smuggling in weapons and God knows what else, so we need to attack Rafah. It's basically a massive refugee camp that they're going after. So he goes into saying elsewhere, "Each of us signed up to serve knowing we might be able to support policies that we weren't fully convinced of. Our defense institutions couldn't function otherwise. However, at some point, whatever the justification, you're either advancing a policy that enables the mass starvation of children or you're not." So we finally have the schism within the military and also pushing back against Joseph Biden. And what this means is that the only reason why this isn't blowing up even further over there in the Middle East, particularly Israel versus Hamas and Hezbollah, is because it is, guess what? It is an election season. That's right. It's an election season. So they cannot afford to alienate their primary voters. And their primary voters in the Democrat Party overwhelmingly support Gaza. And for right or wrong, I mean, it could be an opinion, it could be something else, right? Could be unabashed bias. But here's the problem. Biden's hands are tied, absolutely tied, because he cannot go against the voters in this election cycle. Now, we all know that more than likely, Obama is running everything behind the scenes. And we know for a fact that Obama is extremely sympathetic to the Muslim world, just like many people in his administration. Easter Island head, not Clapper, the other guy that was involved in Russiagate. It's not Clapper. You know the guy that I'm talking about. But they are extremely sympathetic to the Muslim world, which is why you're seeing what you're seeing here in the United States. Going after Trump, lawfare, agitation, community agitators like Barack Obama's past, they're doing the same thing. The judges are now engaging in the same type of legal agitation. They know these cases are all false against Trump. Mike Johnson, Speaker Johnson, you know the one. He gives away tens of billions of dollars to other countries and then flips you and I the bird when it comes to helping out average Americans. You know, like securing the border. Oh, I don't know, stopping the fentanyl from coming into this country. Maybe getting bad people out of the country that came into this country illegally. You can read countless stories of child rapists and terrorists coming into this country, and nothing ever happens. Nothing ever happens. They're trying to keep Donald Trump off the campaign trail. Mike Johnson, the person that for some reason Trump is standing behind, decides to get up in front of the court that Trump is sitting and hopefully sleeping through. For what it's worth, Johnson said this is the fifth week that President Trump has been in the court for a sham trial. They're doing this to intentionally keep him here and keep him off the campaign trail. And I think everybody in the country can see that for what it is. President Trump is innocent of these charges. So he's outright saying, the Speaker, Speaker Johnson, that this is ridiculous. You are interfering in an election. And he says also the gag order has to come off. There's never been anything like this in our country. It's a scam. So what does he mean by the gag order? It means Donald Trump can't talk about this case ever for any reason. Meanwhile, everybody else on the liberal side, they can talk about this all day long. You could be Michael Cohen saying that you want to start up a reality TV show because he is quote unquote the fixer. And you have Stormy Daniels, which is essentially engaging in extortion or engaged in extortion with Donald Trump. And you can be damn sure she's going to come out with a book deal on all of this. Gee, they're allowed to say whatever they want, wherever they want, whenever they want, but Donald Trump can't utter a single syllable about anything going on here. And Johnson finished it by saying, I came here again today on my own to support President Trump because I am one of hundreds of millions of people and one citizen who is deeply concerned about this. You also have other Republicans now that they realize how insignificant the Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen testimony was. They're now coming out of the woodwork. You're having people like J.D. Vance of Ohio, Tuberville of Alabama. They're supporting him. Then you also have people like North Dakota Governor Burgum, as well as Vivek Ramaswamy, not Ramaswamy. They're over there. They're now starting to come out and speak against this. Now, when did they start to do this? Well, they understood that the coast was clear, and they know that Donald Trump is now innocent. So they're now saying, okay, well, you know, once we knew that the fires were extinguished over here, we'll come out and support everybody because it's the right thing to do. Where were you for the past 4 years? Now, what this also says to me is that these idiots that are now supporting Trump in public, they are vying for cabinet positions within a Trump administration. I think the Speaker has the most to gain. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm going to put it out there. I'm probably wrong because it may be a female, but I'm going to just put it out there. It would seem as though that Johnson is a VP choice. There, you've heard it. You've heard it from me. Chris Michaels. Now, like I said, I could be wrong because Trump could be leaning towards a female to get in there as VP to win the women's vote, because for some reason his advisors are claiming that you know, Trump always loses on the women vote. I mean, you've got those two stooges, Buck and Clay, the ones that took over Rush Limbaugh's spot. They're out there all day long, all day. Well, Trump lost the women vote, the suburban women vote. No, no, he didn't lose because of that. And I'm sorry to tell you, Buck and Clay, you should really look into the honest-to-God argument of the chicanery that went on with cheating, with ballots, with electronic voting machines. Why don't you grow some balls? I mean, you should have four of them between the two of you, but it doesn't look like you have a single one to go after that argument. Maybe it's because of your paymasters at WABC and elsewhere that don't want you to talk about that because they're aligned to that alliance. Not to be redundant, aligned to an alliance. Gee, what else would an alliance be a part of? You know, it's stupid stuff that old Chris Michaels screwed up on. If you can't tell, I'm a little bit scattered today. I had a little bit of a dizzy spell. So, I mean, I don't know what that is about. I'm assuming it's an electromagnetic interference here. But anyway, going back to the Trump court case with Michael Cohen, Laura Loomer. While Michael Cohen is testifying in the Trump trial today, it's important to recognize that Michael Cohen has, guess what? Credibility issues. She does a nice summary here. The disgraced and disbarred attorney, Mr. Cohen, pled guilty to 8 counts of federal tax evasion and was subsequently incarcerated, pled guilty to perjury, lied to the federal government about his income and tax obligations. So how come this person, who is guilty of all of those things, admittedly, how come he is all of a sudden the silver bullet that will get Trump in his own financial troubles because he put the wrong line item on his tax returns for this non-disclosure agreement he engaged in with Stormy Daniels? Why would this be the case? You've got somebody that is corrupt up to his eyeballs, cannot be trusted, lies under oath, but he's the one that's going to solve the Democrat problem? No, no, no. Once again, you've got these people that are utterly corrupt. They know they don't have a case. They know they don't have a leg to stand on in any of this against Trump. He is called the Teflon Don for some reason, by the way. And they just want the optics. They don't want him on the campaign trail. And they've got a corrupt judge and his hideous little homunculus daughter to help him out. Also from Laura Loomer, we find out Democrat New York Congresswoman that helped prepare Michael Cohen's testimony. Ooh, Representative Dan Goldman, another degenerate, by the way, if you do any research into him. He said that he deposed Mr. Cohen and met with him a number of times to prepare him for the trial, and that was on MSNBC. So now, interestingly enough, the congressman, Representative Dan Goldman, do you know that he engages with Authentic HQ? Now, what is Authentic HQ? That is Judge Merchant's daughter's Democrat consulting company. You have got this connection to everywhere throughout this court case. The Democrats have completely corrupted the whole process. Think about this. You've got a politician who uses the judge's daughter as a consulting firm. So that means that the judge's daughter has a direct line to her father, the one overseeing the Trump case. You mean to tell me that those two idiots aren't talking about the case behind closed doors, maybe across the dinner table? You mean to tell me that the person that basically trained Michael Cohen on how to testify wasn't in communication with the judge's daughter? You mean to tell me that they don't have direct lines of communication to each other? A witness, a silver bullet against Trump, is getting advice from somebody with a direct line, or maybe an indirect line, 2 degrees from the judge overseeing the case. How is that legal? How is that even possible? This judge should recuse himself. This judge shouldn't be anywhere near a gavel, never mind in front of Donald Trump. The corruption is irrefutable. The bias is irrefutable. This guy has no right to be overseeing this case, never mind being a judge anywhere in the state of New York. And I'm going to keep it there. It's the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels.